2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And it's a passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, The Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen, he's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Deb Lonser is a pediatrician, also at the Cleveland Clinic. With us today, I'm Joe Galewski, as you heard. The announcer mentioned, if you want to join the show today, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Coming up at 34 past the hour, our guest will be actress Linda Evans. Linda Evans, award-winning actress. From, well, the Big Valley, if you can go back into the 70s, and then probably best noted for Dynasty, which was a dynasty on television in the 80s. She's a Golden Globe winner. She was nominated for an Emmy, and now she is taking control of her life, Recipes for Life, My Memories. Linda Evans will be our guest, and that'll be at 34 past the hour.
Joe, were you ever stay up that late at night to watch your show?
It was the 80s.
Yeah, and it was at 9.
It was at 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
But I never watched Dynasty. I never watched Dynasty. I was Dallas. I watched Dallas. That was my show. But Linda will join us at 34 past the hour. All right, here. These are the ingredients. Tell me what it is. Enriched bleached white flour. These are the ingredients: water, sugar, high fructose corn syrup, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, eggs, dextrose, soy lecithin, salt, cellulose gum, sodium stearate, polysorbate 60. What is it?
Was it a Twinkie?
It's a Twinkie. Or it was a Twinkie.
Nicely done.
A Hostess Twinkie.
So bad food. They went out of business. I would love to think it was Americans getting better tasting food habits.
No. That wasn't the reason.
I'm bummed because they made Wonder Bread and they had the
Ding Dongs.
The white wheat and that was the only thing we could get the kids to eat that was, you know, not.
Yeah, Ding Dongs too.
White. Ding dongs.
Well, they still sell incredibly well. The reason why they went out of business was because they went out of business. They became bankrupt, and some union was not able to give a little bit, so the company threatened to shut down, and the company shut down. Not to say that they'll probably won't be made again. They may be made overseas, or they may be made, a new company may take over and employ non-union workers. Twinkies are on sale for eBay now at $5,000.
Wow.
There are Twinkies.
That would be an expensive habit.
That would $5,000 on eBay, and there's a run. You can't buy them. Hmm. And they say the shelf life is, what was the shelf life? Was it 8 years? What would be the ingredient in a Hostess Twinkie that would...
The partially hydrogenated vegetable oil.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, despite, I know you sent
it's
me the
It's a poison. Little bugs can smell it's a poison. They stay away from it. We obviously gobble them up and eat the poison.
I left an ingredient out. Mono and diglycerides? Diglycerides? That's the poison, right?
No, those are just fats. It's the partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. The other thing, Joe, about it, if you will, is it has soy lecithin. Lecithin is a substance that, at least in animal models, causes the liver to accumulate fat, which causes chronic inflammation in your arteries and leads to heart disease. Mm. So if you see the name lecithin, which is a amino acid protein, soy lecithin and lecithin seem to have some specific properties that are bad for us humans.
Well, isn't there any way you could make that more healthy? You know, a Twinkie is a Twinkie, and they really probably haven't changed the ingredients. I wonder if there's some things in there you can substitute that would still make it the product.
So let me get this straight. They were selling a lot of these things.
Right.
they were selling them presumably at a profit, but because of the rules or something, they were losing money, the work rules, and because they had a lot of debt,
right,
they were losing money.
Right. They declared bankruptcy earlier, and they went to the union, and they wanted to cut wages and benefits, and the union said no. Bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and grain millers, international union. That's interesting. Bakery, confectionery, and tobacco workers. How do tobacco workers?
Well, tobacco. I guess if you're going to make poisons like partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, you might as well go all the way and be rollers of cigarettes.
Well, it's an interesting combination of workers. You get bakery workers.
Don't get me on. I mean, it's like this is the union that's causing the America, not the union, this is the set of products that this union works on that is causing America to go bankrupt. It's the one that's driving up our medical costs. And as you know, I've said on the show many times, and we have a blog coming out on the RadioMD.com website, that in fact, the reason America is more expensive for health care costs is we have twice the chronic disease of Europe and four times that of India, China, Japan, and Mexico. So even if we cost the same amount, it would cost us four times the amount to care for people because we have four times the disease. We're just out in front of everybody. Everybody's getting sick. We are too. Diabetes in the United States, CDC released yesterday, has doubled since 1995. And shows you what states you shouldn't, in fact, put your company in. Those are the southern states, because they have much higher diabetes and obesity rates, which means much higher medical costs in the long run, since we are state rated for medical costs. But in fact, the problem is that if you did away with tobacco and foods like this that contain trans fat, simple sugars, added syrups, and simple carbohydrates, you would more than have our medical care costs.
But you ate some as a kid, right? You had to. I ate a lot of these as a kid.
I think I had one Twinkie once.
Once? That's it, Deb? Have you had Twinkies?
I grew up on the East Coast, and so we were not Hostess people. We were Tasty Cakes. So I did more of the Tasty Cake eating.
Tasty Cakes.
Are they still in business?
Tasty Cakes are still in business, and they're moving west, so this will probably be a big opportunity for them. I'm thinking about state fairs because deep fried Twinkies have been a staple, so maybe we can improve state fair food a little bit now.
Twinkies were the first was the first thing I ate in second grade after I made my first confession. When I came back from making my first confession, I was so keyed up, and my mother said, "Joey, calm down. Have a couple Twinkies." And that was the first thing I ate after I'd made my first confession, and that's my connection to Twinkies. But we did eat a lot of them. I used to like the pink snowballs. The pink snowballs with a coconut.
With the coconut on top.
On top. But I can't think that people eat this stuff much anymore, though. I really can't.
There wasn't a lot of variety in those days, so everybody ate the same kind of snacks. And, and now you can find just so much out there that I think it's probably hard to keep up with the junk food market.
The variety of cookies alone.
Yeah.
In a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unbelievable, the varieties of things that, like you mentioned, when we were growing up, didn't have a lot of variety and a lot of...
You know, Joe, we have a lot of great stories, though, coming up. One of them is how personalized medicine, genetic variation, modifies low vitamin D levels and adverse outcomes. How, in fact, the soccer players who don't even know they have it, that is, who haven't had concussions, have brain matter changes and what you can do about it. And if you will, one of my favorites, more women harness the power of fantasy. Joe?
That's next. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Yeah, we're streaming too, GabRadio.com, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you by UBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Actor Linda Evans is coming up at 34 past the hour, so be listening for that. Weekly flu update should probably be in order because flu is busting out all over. Right, Mike?
That's absolutely right. In fact, flu is now at a higher level than the highest levels it was at last year. So we're really having a what you would call a lot of flu. It's easy to find the flu update. You can go to, if you will, google.org. This is not google.com. It's google.org. You go to google.org flu trends. You then put in the United States, and you see that the states with the highest levels of flu, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, and it's coming north. It's Missouri has moderate, Tennessee and Kentucky have moderate, Ohio is even moderate, and somehow Alaska got on the high list. But we're now at a level in the whole country that is between moderate and high, and higher than the highest last year. So this could be a big flu year and big trouble for the country from a standpoint of this is very early to have this high medical expenses from the flu.
Early in, early out as far as time?
Well, you hope it's early in, early out, but that isn't what happens. Usually what happens is it peaks in the first 2 weeks of February and keeps climbing from now till then. If it does that now, we'll be at a very, very high level, maybe higher than we've ever had before. The level we had, which was intense, was in early October of the swine flu year. That's the year that we had the highest level. I'm trying to remember
That's the only year that's beat us. That was the 2009-2010 season. That's the only year that had a higher flu rate at this point in the last 6 years.
Right. So that is the highest level we've ever had.
Where does it start? It's like hurricanes start apparently in Africa, right? And they move this way. Where does flu start every year?
Flu starts in China. And it's thought to start because the chickens, if you will, get together with one another and are able to mutate the flu in some way. Pigs get involved, small quarters that are dirty and moist and warm, and then drop to cold. So the reason it comes in cold, apparently cold fosters the infectivity of the virus into the cell. And that's the best guess we have on why it comes in the cold season, but you need it cold and damp. And so that's why it apparently peaks in wintertime. Why it peaks in February usually is because of where it comes from and where it comes to. So it comes from China and the Far East and through Europe and through Asia into the United States. And so it's coming from both sides. And from South America all the way up into the United States, and the peak level is usually in, as I said, the second week of February. We're just at a very high level for the second week of November.
And how about the kids? As a pediatrician, are you seeing a lot of kids, what they call it, sick season, Dr. Lawns?
It is sick season. We're starting to see more kids come in.
Well, should you automatically, since kids get a cold every 6 weeks now, one of your questions was, should we automatically put them, every kid, on antibiotic for the season?
That's exactly what I was going to segue to. Thank you. So this is the time of year where I had a mom come in yesterday. She said, my daughter has had 3 colds since the end of August, which is when school started. And I said, congratulations, she's normal. And the good news is that you can't get a cold if you don't have a functional immune system, so we don't have to check her for an immune deficiency. The good news is that colds and bronchitis and 80% of ear infections all go away on their own because they're viral and they don't need antibiotics. So strep needs antibiotics. So if you get a strep test and it's positive, you need antibiotics. Influenza, antibiotics will do no good for you, although there may be some antivirals that can help depending on your underlying health situation. And the common cold, antibiotics have no possibility of helping you, and they can cause resistant bacteria to develop and make it harder for you to get rid of bacterial infections in the future. So when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, hey, guess what? You don't need antibiotics. This looks viral. Instead of demanding antibiotics, you should say, wow, that's great. I have something, or I or my child have something that is going to get better on its own. And that means that I have a normal functional immune system.
Yesterday, I had an employment expert on my show, on our morning show here in Syracuse, and he was talking about a survey done by a company, and they found out that more and more people, adults, despite the fact that they're sick, are going to work, and it's increased over the past year by 25%. And the main reason is because of the stresses of the job market. People are afraid that, number one, they get behind in their job, and if they get behind in their job, then they are worried about being replaced by somebody else. So rather than stay home and get better, they decide to come to work, and it's up dramatically from last year. Now that's kind of crazy.
Even in the last year, it's up.
From last year to this year,
I thought, in fact, the job market was getting better.
But people are afraid of being replaced if they're off of work for too long because they're sick. So they come in anyway if they're sick because they don't want to be replaced by somebody because there's so many people out there looking for jobs. The unemployment rate is still up there, and it's up tremendously. People aren't staying home when they're sick.
So what they're doing is infecting everyone else.
Right. And how productive can they be if they don't feel well at work, right?
And not only that, but they're spreading their illness, so it's even worse than that. I suppose what we should say then, one of the ways an employer can help his employees stay healthy is to have a flu shot day, to bring in someone to give flu shots to all the employees,
yep,
and thus stay healthier so that they have less chance of getting the disease and coming to work sick.
Well, there's certainly enough places to get a flu shot. All the pharmacies offer flu shots, and they vary in price, but the variation in price isn't that much. It might be $5 here or there.
I'll bet one of the small business that has as many or as few as 100, as few as probably 25 or 50 employees could call one of the pharmacies, Walgreens or CVS or
right.
Rite Aid that gives them,
right,
and say, for an hour on this day, would you come in and do it for all my employees? And I'll bet you could do that.
I bet you would, too.
Let me ask you something before I go to the break. Linda Evans, actress, coming up 34 past the hour. One of the local big supermarkets here, Mike, is giving away Lipitor free. How do they do that?
Well, you don't mean giving. It's not giving it away. It's giving it if it's written in a prescription, right?
Free Lipitor.
Meaning not charging.
Yes.
The $4 copay.
No, you have to have a prescription. How do they do that?
Well, that's because they're getting reimbursed by the insurance companies enough to more than cover their cost of Lipitor.
Really? So is it a good thing?
In fact, one of the biggest, in fact. Charges in the last year was when one of the companies was charging $4 for 30 days worth of thyroid medications. It turns out they were charging $4. They were recharging the, if you will, the insurer $271, which is what it cost them for the 30 days.
Yep.
And so the $4 was pure profit. So every time they filled that, they got an extra $4.
Right, I didn't mean you go up to the counter and say, can I have some Lipitor? You have to have a prescription for it. But again, when you have the prescription, the restaurant or the grocery chain provides it as a free service, which I thought was kind of interesting. I guess it's a good thing. At least it gets people to take their medication, right, if they need it.
Absolutely, and that's a good medication to take. We can talk about that later.
Good, very good. All right, coming up next after the break. You've seen her before, I'm sure. She's award-winning actress, Linda Evans, from The Big Valley to Dynasty, and now a very interesting book that she's going to be talking about coming up. So Linda Evans is next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Mike Royson.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Award-winning actress Linda Evans has personified beauty and grace to the American television viewers for over five decades. Audra Barkley on The Big Valley to the glamorous Crystal Carrington on Dynasty. She has won awards upon awards upon awards, and she's our guest here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Her book is called Recipes for Life, My Memories, published by Vanguard Press. Linda Evans, thank you for being on the show here today. Dallas, let me ask you, get my question, because Deb wants to talk to you first and foremost. Dallas had a terrific run in a summer series this past summer, and they're going to be coming back again. You think about a Dynasty reunion, would that be possible? Now, of course, you know, Jim Davis is no longer around. Barbara Belgetti's is not. Of course, we lost John Forsythe as well. Would it be possible to put together a Dynasty reunion like Dallas did this summer?
I don't know how you do it without John Forsythe. That would be the big deal there. I mean, everyone is valuable to the show, but John was Blake Carrington. That would be some writing feat. But I imagine they can do those things in Hollywood.
How popular was that show ratings-wise?
Oh, my God. We were so fortunate. It was on for 9 years, and it was incredibly successful. It was just a dream show to be in.
And it had a lot of viewers, and a lot of people probably are able to watch it now in some form or fashion. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Mike?
Linda, it's a privilege getting to talk to you. One of the things I admired in the book, and I really wanted to probe for you and from you, is to talk a little bit about the stress you must have felt when John Derrick left you for Bo.
Oh, yeah.
And how did you deal with that stress? I mean, it's clear you dealt with it some way in the book, but it's not clear how.
Well, I didn't deal with it well because it was such a shock to me. And interestingly enough, unlike most people, I tend not to eat when I'm sad. And I lost a lot of weight. I actually sort of said, God, if I could just die and avoid this, this probably would be good. I didn't know how to deal with it because I was so in love with him, and I'd given myself so completely to him. After Big Valley, I stopped working because he didn't want me to work. I mean, whatever he wanted. I loved him so much. It was, unfortunately, I didn't even know what I liked to eat without him. It was a really big wake-up call, which is why I wanted to die rather than live. However, when he called one early morning and woke me up and from Europe and said, "Am I dating yet?" I realized that he really was just calling not because he cared, but because he didn't want to feel guilty. And then I thought, why am I dying for him? Why do I want to not be here? And it was just such a wake-up call to me that I sat up and I thought, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live, and I'm going to be happy. I mean, I turned my mind around on something, because all I'd been doing is hoping he'd come back, wondering what I did wrong. So I changed my mind and chose me and chose my life, and it just moved around.
How long was that after the initial time that he left you for Bo?
Wow. I don't keep track of these things. Like, it was this many months and this many days. It was quite a while.
But it seemed to me you had been grieving, and it did take time to get over that, and that was kind of a wake-up call where you said, I'm either going to be resilient or I'm going to die.
And why am I dying for him when he doesn't even care? It's like, oh, my God. I kept remembering the love we had, and I was still so confused how that switched so fast.
Well, let me now, and there's a great story about this in the book, and I don't want to, the book is called Recipes for Life, My Memories by Linda Evans. I don't even have a choice of tossing you over to Dr. Deb, because Dr. Deb said when she was in college, she reserved the TV during the time your program was on.
Oh, so sweet is that?
This was a complex issue. This was back in the 80s. There was only one TV per dorm, so I would go down 2.5 hours early, sit there with my books, and study with the TV on, so that when people came in to put Cheers on instead, I'd be like, yo, find another television. I'm watching Dynasty. So anyway,
you're resourceful.
I'm resourceful, exactly. So that was my introduction to you. I have to say, I tend to look at life through music and through food, and when I read your book, what I loved about it is that it really shows that our life doesn't happen in a bubble, and it's not things that happen to us. It's about memories, and when you intermingle the recipes with it, you just get a sense of the spice and the romance and the passion and all of the things that were happening to you through your life. So it made for a fantastic story. And I wonder, why did you think to write the book this way, and why not just go the standard Hollywood memoir route?
Well, I have a passion for food and cooking, and I had agreed to do a cookbook when I was doing Dynasty, and I just never had time for it, and it was something that was unfinished with me, and I wanted to do a memoir, but I didn't know how to take out the people and the food, because it's been such an important, anyone who knows me, I love to eat and I love to feed people. It's a part of my life, and I so treasure the recipes I collected that I thought, what if I share with everybody everything I love, and I can do it all at once? I mean, the challenge for 3.5 years was creating a way to do it, that it just wouldn't be absurd that my husband left me, here's beef stew. You know, I wanted to find a way, and I think I successfully did it, to weave everything in. And if you don't like food, you could just read the book.
You can skip the recipes. I've only made two of them, the Hollandaise and the Boeuf Bourguignon. So
she normally, when we have a recipe book on the show or a health food book, which is common, she normally will try a couple of those in the week beforehand. So I'm glad she admitted to making a couple of these.
Yeah, you have to try a few things before you know.
But those don't sound healthy.
They were not. It was Ina Garten's was not so bad, but the Hollandaise sauce, I knew you were going to shoot me a glance for that one. But, you know, I also wanted to say happy birthday, because a little birdie told me that your birthday is coming up tomorrow.
I'm going to be 70. Can you imagine?
You know, I saw your picture, and I didn't know if I should applaud or throw up. I can't believe how good you look for 70. And especially for someone that talks about loving food like you do, you must be doing something right, because graceful doesn't begin to hit how well you're aging. And it seems like you really get the most out of life. So how, with all of the things that have happened to you, from a plane crash to a bad brain, how is it that you manage to still get the best out of life?
I like to be happy.
That's a very simple answer.
No, it's the truth. You know, you have a choice every day. Am I going to be mad? Am I going to be happy? Am I going to be hateful? Am I going to feel love? I mean, we have choices, and I always make them for what makes me feel good.
That's
why I like to eat.
Yeah. That's great. And do you cook, and then can you cook for others and watch them eat it and get enjoyment out of it as if you were eating it, or do you generally jump in and eat along with them?
I watch them, because that's the big kick.
Yeah.
I can see how good they feel when they eat that. And I like, everyone says, what's your favorite recipe? I say, what do you want? How do I give you what you want? And then watch you enjoy it. And then, it's the best. I don't even mind doing dishes. I don't mind anything. It's like, I just get that feel from you, and that's all I need.
That's great. I hate doing dishes, so I'd rather use plasticware or throw them away when I'm done.
We're talking to Linda Evans. The book is Recipes for Life. Joe?
All right, coming up, more with Linda Evans. And more of the interesting insight into the book, her life, and her recipes, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, we'll try to fit that in before the top of the hour. More with Linda Evans coming up here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Michael Roizen. Don't go away.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the most successful healthy vending machine business in the nation, is now seeking franchise partners. For the first time in your community, Fresh Healthy Vending is looking to launch its highly successful, profitable, and innovative vending concept. Here's how it works. Own your own route of bright, colorful, high-tech, healthy vending machines that offer a range of natural, organic, and healthy snacks and drinks. Yogurts, fresh fruit, juices, smoothies, fruit cups, iced tea, and more. Over 500 healthy products to choose from. These machines will be placed for you by Fresh's professional team of location specialists. Your machines will be making money in schools, businesses, retailers, hospitals, and other profitable locations throughout your community. Securing the most profitable locations for our franchise partners is Fresh Healthy Vending's number one goal. Own your own money-making vending business opportunity. Minimum investment, $80,000. Go to FreshVending.com for the full story. That's FreshVending.com. FreshVending.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts.
Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. While planning gifts for your children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews this holiday season, don't forget about toy safety. Toys need to match a child's abilities, so always check the manufacturer's age recommendations on the toy first. In general, toy parts should be much larger than the child's mouth to prevent injuries, including choking. To avoid serious eye or ear injuries, steer clear of toys that shoot small objects into the air or make loud noises. The eyes, nose, and other small parts on soft toys and stuffed animals should be securely fastened. If a toy comes with instructions, make sure you read and demonstrate them to the child and make sure she understands the proper way to use the toy. And note, never buy hobby kits such as chemistry sets for any child younger than 12. For more tips on keeping your holidays safe with your children and family, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now, back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
The award-winning actress Linda Evans with us for a couple more minutes. Crystal Carrington on Dynasty and a career that, unbelievable, just an unbelievable career. Read her book, Recipes for Life, My Memories, published by Vanguard Press. And now here's Dr. Deb Lonser.
All right. You know, I was, as we were talking about Dynasty earlier, I wondered, how similar are you to Crystal? I know that you had a start in life that was very different from the character of Crystal Carrington, but you ended up doing some pretty amazing things, meeting some very famous and powerful people, and how similar did your life end up to being a Carrington?
Okay. Well, I'm not as wealthy as Crystal Carrington.
Well, who is?
In fact, during the show, when I would be at the airport traveling somewhere, people would come up and they'd say, "Don't you have your own private jet?" They're always amazed that I would fly like they would on an airplane. I've had an incredible life like Crystal. I am from humble, means. Because of my career, I've experienced outrageous things in life, you know, as they say in my book, kings and queens and, you know, presidents and whatever. But like Crystal, I don't let any of that go to my head.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
Do you have...
I mean, that's not the most important things in life. They're fun to experience. But there are more meaningful things that mean something, and that's why in this book I wanted to have the simple, humble things as well as the elegant.
So, you know, you did a lot of things in your life, and during a time when women were just starting to sort of break out and really do things for themselves, and I wonder what your thoughts are on how things have changed for women and their abilities to go out and do things on their own and be successful, and how opportunities for women have changed as you've watched things happen.
Yeah, it's a new time, thank God, and women today are much different than the women from my time. And as I was saying earlier, I began just wanting a husband and children and not thinking of me in my life. I've been left out of a lot of that equation. And I have no regrets. I learned a lot along the way. But today, women have great opportunities. It's nothing for women on television to be 40, 50 years of age and in film. So that's a wonderful breakthrough that we have that representation. That's what I loved about doing Dynasty when Aaron Spelling hired, me, and I was almost 40, and he could have gone much younger. And then on top of it, he got Joan Collins, who was a little older than me. And I think that sent a lovely signal. But today that Helen Mirren's still working and that there are actresses, we have a long way to go, but we're breaking through.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great to see. How did you end up going from being a Carrington to being on Hell's Kitchen? How did that happen for you?
That was my love of cooking and my love of learning. I mean, I never get tired of learning new things. And when they invited me, I had no sense. I'd heard of Marco Pierre White, who taught Gordon Ramsay's how to cook. So, and he's an elegant man, Marco Pierre White. And that they had Hell's Kitchen was a two-week reality show, which I never watch reality shows, so that was sort of a mystery to me. However, the fact that they had three other world-class chefs, one of them being Mario Batali, and that if we went, and the worst thing that would happen was that I would be kicked off the show, and in the meantime, I could learn all those recipes. So I went there on sort of like an adventure, and my love of food got me there, and I was the biggest. I was the last one to expect to win.
It's fantastic. What a great experience that would be.
Now I should say that for people who want to find out more about you, they can go to the website www.lindaevansofficial.com. There are a lot of unofficial Linda Evanses, so this is the official one, lindaevansofficial.com.
Uh-huh.
Joe?
And read Linda's book, Recipes for Life, My Memories, published by Vanguard Press. It's a division of Perseus Books. Linda Evans, we thank her for her time today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Time now for Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
And this one is, can you fight the flu with food? Well, as you know, as we talked about earlier, it's flu season, so this is our Well Beyond Wellness tip. If your drugstore has been picked clean of hand sanitizer, decongestant, and tissues, then it must be flu season, and it is here. Starting in the fall, and it usually is much lower than it is now, and ending in the spring, some 5 to 20% of us, maybe even 25% this year, since it looks like a big year, will be sidelined by the flu's famous fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny nose, and especially aching and achy muscles. So even if you got your flu shots, and we hope you got them, you can still be a statistic. So it makes sense to do everything possible to prevent the flu from hitting you. That means keeping your paws clean, exercising daily, getting enough sleep, controlling stress by meditating or calling friends, and eating right. And there's no single superfood that can protect you. We do know that chicken soup, yeah, it does shorten the flu's duration, but it doesn't prevent it. So let's focus on the dietary big picture. Give me an A. Vitamin A keeps the inner linings of your nasal and respiratory passages in tip-top shape so they can defend against invaders. It's so important for fighting infections that even a small deficiency boosts your respiratory ills. That said, too much vitamin A in supplement form can cause birth defects and raise the odds of osteoporosis in older folks. That's why we recommend a food-first strategy. This is the time of year when A-rich foods are in season, so get yours from bright orange and dark green vegetables like sweet potatoes, winter squash, carrots, spinach, kale, and collard greens. Power up with protein. Protein doesn't just help build strong muscles. It also provides the raw materials your body needs to manufacture disease-busting antibodies. And more antibodies mean less infection. See the light. You've heard vitamin C can help you get over a cold. Well, it may also protect your lungs from flu damage. So again, how do you get this? Go ahead and drink your OJ, but don't stop there. For a healthy dose of C plus a heap of other immune-enhancing flavonoids, dig into produce superstars, including strawberries, bell peppers, broccoli, tomatoes, and kiwi fruits. And of course, defend with D, vitamin D3, and you almost have to get it in supplements, 1,000 international units. Choose friendly fats. The benefit of actively patrolling your health makes your real age 7 years younger. Joe?
Hour number two coming up. Stay with us. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Deb Lonser and Dr. Mike Roizen. Don't go away.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped, afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.